I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Oh, dude, imagine. There's a guy who that was his job. He had to, like.
Collect the geezers?
Clean. Yeah, he had to, like, clean these old ladies.
Weren't we just talking about this? Like, the family has to clean it.
What?
When someone gets murdered or commits suicide.
Really?
The police and EMT don't clean.
Oh, they clean the apartment. Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah.
Like, all these people's, like, grandkids.
Yeah.
Dude, if I had to go help my grandma move before she died, and I was pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. If I had to clean.
If I had to go clean up her ripped remains.
Oh, like, no. The police take the body.
Of course, I know.
But you, I mean.
Well, sometimes there's just a lot of gunk lying around.
Oh, for sure. But I would hope. I mean, that's got to be a brutal call again for the house. I mean, not only is it brutal to kill people, obviously, and rape older people, but think about the cleaning lady then. You say the family has the means to be like, I'm calling a cleaning lady. And the cleaning lady is like, I'll do the job.
The house, $150, and then you're on there like, anything in there, you're going to clean it, right? And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, of course. Right. You promise? I'm going to need this in writing. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you had to order
a crime scene.
Or you call the cleaning lady and you're like, well, funny story.
Yeah, my wife and I got shot in the head last night, and we need someone to come in here and clean this fucking mess.
Or, yeah, if you don't have the money, then, like, yeah, you would send in your kids, be like, we got to go clean grandma's place. And, like, why did that guy go in there and rape and murder her? And
he's honey, the universe is evil.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes there's people out there.
Yeah, it's the tough birds and the bees.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, a 7-year-old be like, Nana got murdered.
It's like, wait, did he love? I thought people love. It's like, this is different. He did not love her at all.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought that's what people do when they love each other. It'd be like, sometimes if you hate somebody enough, weirdly,
yeah,
he'll do that too. But let's not wait till you get older to explain this. Oh, so, dude,
sometimes horrible. When a mommy and daddy hate each other a lot, daddy breaks in through a window and, you know,
lays waste to
hits mommy with a hammer.
Maybe, you know, I don't know, but maybe after it. I don't know what he does after that. Maybe he sneaks one in, but that's... Maybe he sneaks...
Son, sometimes you got to sneak one in. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a hellish Birds and Bees talk. Yeah. Is that included in Birds and Bees? I wonder if the Birds and Bees talk now includes...
Now it's Birds and Birds.
Birds and Birds.
Now it's Bees and Birds. There's bees who pretend to be birds that like bees. There's a bunch of them.
Well, it's also like... When a man and a woman love each other very much and also check that they're both very comfortable with the surroundings going on, the man might start just by, like, grabbing her boobs and being like, is this okay?
Is this fine?
That's
with
fucking hot, dude.
I actually like it.
Make out, grab boobs.
I like making out and gradually being like, is this acceptable? Is this acceptable? I think it's hot. I don't know what
to
do.
So do you hover the hand like an inch
I do that
from
and
the
I
box?
Say, what if I did this? Yeah.
Because I think, yeah, I don't think you can, like, grab and be like, is it cool that I'm grabbing your vagina? I think you have to be like, put your hands near there and be like, would it be acceptable if I were to touch your vagina?
We kind of always have done that. When you, like, start to go down on a girl,
typically,
like, when you go to finger them,
yeah.
If it's like you're hooking up with someone, they grab your hand if they don't want it.
Exactly.
And it's very simple.
Yeah.
Now, it hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, I was about to say.
When you're young, that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
You work your way down. You start, you make out. I'm telling you, we figured this out with bases. You make out.
Mm-hmm.
You grab over the, you start to grab over the shirt. If you get smacked from over the shirt.
Exactly.
Everything else, obviously.
Now it's just kissing.
No chicks in a big, don't touch my, eat my. It's like, yeah. You know, you got to go through. That's where the bases are established.
Exactly.
But, you know.
The f***ing communists.
Destroyed the bases.
Destroyed fingering.
Now you have to, you know. But it's. I think it's pretty cool to be like, do you mind if I eat your ass? Just straight make out and be like, what's the acceptable for me to eat your ass?
Ma'am.
But I think you should start 50 Shades of Grey, and dude, menus on first dates, be like, would you be opposed to this?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be opposed to me coming quickly?
Yeah. Coming on your belly and using the towel that's hanging on my door and then snoring in your face for 7 hours.
All right. How about
seeing? Yeah.
But I'm not. Yeah, that's.
We have fun here.
It's going to be fun, man. I think this new era will be. It'll be very fun. This is my prediction. Watching people get disenfranchised within, like, the corporately led political system, because now everyone's all in. Everyone's just like, yeah, the government rules, dude. That, yeah. You know, we were with Bush, everyone was kind of off the government bandwagon, but we're back on big time. Mm-hmm. We're just like, tell us what to do, we will do it, and it'll be funny to watch us all lose collective faith in, you know, what was essentially propaganda again. Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, I think these guys are up to something, and immediately be like, wait, what? What's going on? Something's out to get us? Just tell us what to do. We'll stop being bad. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that'll happen.
For sure, dude. I think
that'll definitely happen.
It's just cycles, man.
Who do you think's going to be the next bad guy? I think Muslims could make a comeback.
Now
that Biden's
gonna
in
milk.
Well, obviously white supremacists.
Yeah, they're going to white supremacists will be
for a while.
Getting us for a while, dude.
Ultra right-wing militias, that'll be yeah, you're right.
Be that's, fun to see. What, I wonder what their hideouts look like. We saw the caves.
They got a false flag at an abortion clinic bombing here shortly.
You think so?
I think we need a good false flag at that coming up.
Abortion clinic bombing.
Yeah, we haven't had those since the 90s, back when right-wing.
Did we have those?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right? That was a big thing, I thought.
That's counterproductive. You're like, hey, don't kill those kids. And you're like, we can blow them up.
Stop murdering.
Hey, abortion's murder.
Watch out.
Yeah. I think we'll have some. I don't know that they're going to fire up the, you know, radical, you know. But then again, I think that's up to the, you know, the ISIS people, man. It's got to be kind of, you know, at some point they got to be like, what's this? They think the white guys are killing it. Like, show them what we're all about.
I think ISIS
boy.
Is. I don't know though, because I'll tell you what, dude. I've been seeing some ISIS videos lately, and they're the old ones. I think they're the classics, but I never really watched them. Tommy watches videos.
Yeah,
like death videos.
Does he?
Yes. Sweet. And every once in a while, I'll be like, "Yo, throw one on."
Yeah.
And I don't
toss up a request.
Yeah, I'll be like, screen mirror. There's a compilation on this website. I forget what the website is. It's really and it's a compilation of like horrible death videos.
Yeah.
And they're bad. Like, I can't watch them.
No, yeah.
I'm always like, yo, throw those on. And then I just go like this. And I'm like, ooh, what is it?
He can take them.
And I'll look up and just be like, oh my God, dude, turn it off.
So he can take them. He
sits there and goes,
ha ha ha. Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's
I made O'Connor and him watch. I made him throw one on for O'Connor. O'Connor got through it.
Really?
Pretty well. I literally see the first one. I'm like, all right, fuck. I used to be able to watch those. Zero problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I have too sensitive of a soul, dude.
And now it's terrible.
I can't see those things.
And I've been thinking about it, and I think you'll agree with me on this.
Yeah.
That type of, it's on par with, not on par with, but it's close, it's the closest thing to child when it comes to things we shouldn't be watching. Yeah. Horrific murders on camera.
It's next on the list.
Are dead, like, horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You shouldn't be watching it.
I think so. I think it's pretty bad.
It's a terrible thing. It's
also
a sin.
What's it doing to your mind, dude?
It's doing wild to your mind.
Yeah, it has to f*** your brain up.
Yeah. That's why I think I stopped watching them.
Like
6 years ago, maybe?
Big Bill's...
4 years
Big
ago.
Big Bill claims to be able to handle all that shit of like when people like mutilate their own genitals.
This one's bad, dude. These compilations are like people getting stabbed.
Oh.
But like when you get stabbed, you get... Like you roll around and are like trying to get stopped.
Yeah, it's horrible, dude.
It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
a lot of fire ones. A lot of dudes like walking around on fire in like crowds where everyone's like, "Get away!" Yeah. Just some guy on fire, like, it's terrible.
Yeah, man. I think that's a fair assessment.
And that's an argument I've been trying to. After I tell him to put it on, I'm like, turn this off. You're evil for this.
Well, you're just making sure you want to see. You're Chris Hansen.
In this situation,
you're Chris Hansen.
I try to get O'Connor on my side.
Yeah, just call the FBI.
He could handle it. He could handle it pretty well.
Can he take it? He can take
it. He could take it. I'm the only one that can't.
Damn.
They can handle it.
I mean, dude, that's a...
Dude, one of them was a guy stabbing himself in the stomach and then jumping out of a window.
Oh.
He was... Yeah, anyway. Anyway.
Damn. The boys are champion.
That's what's going on. I was trying to watch the Flyers game.
Anyway, like, just toss this on just to see.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, intermission, first and second. It was like, let's watch some
death videos.
Let's watch some ISIS. Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
awful.
Sorry
man.
About that.
No. That's
a lot of death and carnage going on in the house. Night Stalker was on.
Yeah, you know, I'm watching Daredevil. That was scary.
You're watching nice.
Terrifying, dude. Daredevil is scary as hell, dude.
Daredevil is very spooky. I agree.
Dude, you kidding me?
But then I got into a 3-6 Mafia video kick.
Was this when you guys fell off the wagon?
No, this was before we fell. This was in the end of December.
Okay. Oh, it was way back when.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But I did just fall off the wagon this
week. Was that from where the shirt came from?
This is where I'll tell you what. The shirt was ready to go in the garbage upon arrival.
What?
Right when I got it, I was like, all right, I got to throw this trash out.
What?
When I fell off the wagon this weekend, that's when I gained the courage to break it out and wear it. And you know what? It got some decent reviews.
Yeah, dude.
And so I'm keeping it.
Yeah, dude. You made a bold fashion statement.
A lot of people are excited about it.
I'm absolutely, I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah. How's it look, dude? It's probably popping on
YouTube.
It's
popping, dude. It's popping.
Probably looks really good on YouTube.
It's popping, dude.
Had to put the snow hat on with it.
I mean, dude, you've been at a bit of a fashion crossroads for a minute. You know, it's hard to, you know, as a 30-year-old something young man, it's hard to know kind of what to wear because you have to make a choice at some point.
Yeah.
Either you just, you know, go the safe route, Under Armour up.
Yeah.
Get a nice Under Armour polo, tuck it in, just, you know, clutch a beer to your chest.
I've been sticking to tracksuits.
Tracksuits are nice.
Sweatpants and tracksuits.
I mean, there's also the option of going suit.
Suit
just
is
barn dogging out and just getting suited, dude.
Yeah.
He was dressing hot for a minute.
I don't like that.
Just suit up.
Suit up.
Or just, like, you just start. You can really, honestly, it's pretty tight to know as an adult.
Noah, look at Noah today.
Noah got a haircut, bro. He looks hot as
Noah,
fuck.
Look at his outfit with the jacket.
Yeah.
Noah looks cool. Lemaire got a new t-shirt. I know that's a new shirt.
Yeah,
I can tell when you wear a new shirt. Why'd you get that shirt? What is that? It says Ballsy.
It's a pro wrestler named Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah, all right.
Girl?
Yeah.
You're wearing a female wrestler's merch?
Yeah. She's the best.
Cut that mic, please.
Yeah, dude. That's not good. You're going
to... I'm just saving you, Lemaire.
I'm telling you, the world's going to be so shocked when they finally get black dorks.
True.
They're just going to be like, well, we thought you guys were the coolest. What the hell is this? They're not ready for that voice.
True.
The world's not ready for the black dork voice, and it's coming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I do feel like the black nerd needs to be more unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, for sure.
And it's not the black
it's a powerful nerd.
It's not the
dude.
Black nerd they try to portray it as. It's not like the smart, like, Neil deGrasse.
True.
The black nerd is very much the white nerd.
Innocent, free, the same man. Free Neil deGrasse.
They're the same man. It's anime.
Yeah.
It's wrestling. It can... Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers, those
Street
types of games.
Street Fighter pizza rolls.
Street Fighter pizza rolls. Street Fighter pizza rolls. On Martin, you know, the day after Martin Luther King Day, we're getting, that's what I'm talking about. Street Fighter pizza rolls. The dream has been realized.
100%, dude.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
That's all he wanted. Well, he just wanted some Marvel vs. Capcom, dude.
It's all
for the boys.
It's all MLK wanted. And why can't we enjoy pizza rolls?
I would live to see Blanca fight the Punisher.
I will enjoy SpongeBob into my adulthood.